The founder of Tower Records has died. Russ Solomon was 92 years old. He started selling records in his father's drugstore and built a chain that was mecca for many in the days when you bought music by flipping through the albums or tapes in a bin. Here's NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas.
Russ Solomon opened his first standalone store in 1960 in Sacramento, California. By its peak in the 1990s, Tower had nearly 200 stores in places as far-flung as Tokyo and London, with sales of more than $1 billion. Music nerds loved Tower because you could find everything there, decades before streaming services made access to music instant. Bruce Springsteen raved about the store in All Things Must Pass, director Colin Hanks' 2015 documentary about the chain.
If you came into town, you went to Tower Records.
But in 2006, Tower declared bankruptcy. Solomon and his team didn't foresee the digital revolution. People were starting to buy downloads. File sharing sites like Napster were becoming common. And big box stores like Walmart and Best Buy sold popular CDs on big discounts. Tower Records just couldn't compete. Even after his chain's collapse, Russ Solomon couldn't stay away from the album bins. Before he finally retired, he and his wife ran a little record store back in Sacramento for a few years. His motto was, no music, no life. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.